This is Brian Cambria with news for the Western Slope, Monday, August 5th, 2013. According to the Denver Post, a $3.5 billion plan to revamp portions of Interstate 70 in western Colorado will likely include new toll lanes. The Post reports that state highway managers are still in some disagreement over the plan's details, but that most local communities involved agree that toll lanes will help curb overflows of traffic between the interstate and resort towns. Since large-scale federal funding for road improvements has become less likely, the state has turned its efforts to partnering with local communities to come up with solutions. According to Dan Gibbs, the chair of the I-70 Coalition Board of Directors, tolling is one of the most agreed-upon solutions for improving traffic flows. The Post reports the engineering firm Parsons Group is calling for a plan that would build a reversible two- or three-lane tollway between Silverthorne and C-470, about 53 miles long. The plan would also rebuild regular lanes along the interstate. According to Gibbs, prices for using the tollway would change depending on traffic flows. Parsons officials say if approved, the project would be finished by around 2021. The company estimates the tollway could bring in around $502 million in surplus revenue over the next 50 years. Former Colorado Springs Councilman Bernie Herpin has been chosen as the Republican challenger against Senate President John Morse in next month's recall election. The election, scheduled for September 10th, will be the first of its kind in Colorado history. 1,400 of the 1,600 signatures turned in by Herpin's supporters were deemed valid, enough to land him a spot on the ballot. According to the Colorado Independent, Herpin served as an at-large city councilman for Colorado Springs District 4 in 2006 and began a four-year term as councilman in 2009. That district overlapped with Morse's and included some working-class families and parts of Peterson Air Force Base. Christy LeLate, with the campaign defending Morse, said that some of Herpin's views are extreme and don't align with Morse's constituents. The Independent reports that Herpin has been openly opposed to gay marriage, abortion rights, gun control, and so-called entitlement programs. Herpin did, however, vote to support a solar gardens project in Colorado Springs. North Fork resident Carol Pierce on Friday reported through Facebook that a large chicken flock had been apparently abandoned 10 miles outside of Paonia on Stevens Gulch Road. The post led to a flurry of social media activity Friday afternoon, during which allegations were made that the operators of White Buffalo Farm were responsible. Wayne Talmadge of White Buffalo later issued a statement on the farm's own Facebook page titled In Defense of Chickens, in which he seemed to take responsibility for the act, but also defended the farm's actions. Now, KVNF has yet to confirm reports of the farm's responsibility or whether any criminal investigation is pending. We'll have more on this story as it unfolds. The Telluride Watch reports business continues at the Western Skyways airplane engine rebuilding facility at Montrose Regional Airport while the facility's owners are appealing a decision by the Federal Aviation Administration to revoke the company's repair station certificate. The Watch reports the certificate was revoked in June after allegations of improper record-keeping as well as improper maintenance that caused an in-flight engine failure. An FAA spokesperson said that the repair facility had made false maintenance record entries and failed to make records available to the federal agency. Western Skyways co-owner David Leese was reportedly shocked by the FAA's decision, saying it was, quote, totally out of the blue. Leese says the company's appeal will be evaluated in November and that the company continues to sell rebuilt engines in the meantime. The company's alleged failure to provide records to the FAA occurred in April of 2009 After the Detroit Lakes Aviation Company returned an overhauled engine to Western Skyways under warranty. The company did provide the records later in 2011, but according to the FAA, failed to include some required information. The agency furthermore claims that Western Skyways didn't rebuild that engine properly and that it altered some documents to make it seem the engine was rebuilt twice when it was in fact only worked on once. According to the Watch, the FAA claims in another case that Western Skyways improperly overhauled an engine that failed soon after the work was completed. Lease and other Western Skyways officials claim they contacted each of their customers after that incident and asked whether they had experienced problems. Lease says none of those customers cited any problems and also stated that having the FAA's repair station certificate isn't necessary to continue business, saying, quote, "It's just a recognition. This isn't as big of a deal that many people think." And finally this morning, the Aspen Times reports a tanker truck overturned on Loveland Pass Saturday night, spilling at least 4,000 gallons of gasoline and diesel fuel along Highway 6 above the Arapaho Basin ski area. The spill closed the road and, according to the Lake Dillon Fire and Rescue officials, may have caused serious environmental damage. Lake Dillon official Steve Lipscher said the effects could be long-lasting. According to the Times, the truck was bound for Summit County when it rolled around 8:15 Saturday night. Officials said the spill was 3 to 4 inches deep in some places. The driver suffered minor injuries and was cited for careless driving. The Times reports that state and local hazardous materials teams worked through the night, after which the cleanup was handed over to a private company. Firefighters on the scene tried first to plug holes in the tanker and then moved to building retention ponds downhill. Despite those efforts, officials say large amounts of the fuel may have seeped into the soil, where it will be hard to extract and require long periods of monitoring to ensure it doesn't leak into the Snake River. Thus concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria. Good day.